workers' compensation is the health system for workers who get hurt on the job. Employees get medical care and lost wages from their employers for promising not to sue. But workers do sue when insurers deny their claims. The state law allows judges in compensation claims to make insurers pay all the attorney fees.
Right now, essentially, you have the insurance industry setting its own rates, as they did just a few months ago, and then coming to the legislature and saying, we have a crisis.
That's labor union advocate Rich Templin of AFL-CIO speaking to a House committee. He blames the insurance industry for the spike in worker comp rates. The state approved a nearly 15% increase last year when the Florida Supreme Court struck down limits on attorney fees and disability payments. Legislators want to lower the rates, but a fix may prove elusive this session. The draft legislation caps attorney fees at $250 an hour. It also ties outpatient care to the Medicare fee schedule. But retired orthopedic surgeon Frazier Cobb says that could force doctors to stop seeing workers' compensation patients. He says they're very different than Medicare patients because of the large amount of bureaucracy involved.
We need to treat these patients. I enjoy treating them. The clinic where I was before and retired treats a large number of workers' compensation patients. But if you cut back on fee schedules, you're going to cut back on access. There's no question about that.
Businesses and insurance carriers blame attorney fees for driving up the cost of workers' compensation. Florida employers are facing a $1.5 billion rate increase because of the 2016 state Supreme Court decisions. Samantha Padgett with the Florida Retail Federation says last year's 14.5% increase is hard for companies to pay. She says injured workers should pay their own attorney fees.
32 states, which includes the District of Columbia, have purely claimant-paid fees in the workers' compensation system.
But Richard Chait with the Florida Justice Association disputes that claim. He says employers and insurers are wrongfully denying claims they should pay.
They have a business model where they're building in an intention to deny benefits. Provide the benefit, and you never have to pay the attorney's fee.
Altogether, rates fell 60% after lawmakers made employer-friendly changes in 2003. But Rich Templin of AFL-CIO says those so-called reforms helped the insurance industry at the expense of both employers and workers.
The insurance folks were kind of just the middle men, if you will, and not really a party to that original agreement. And what has happened is this system and this agreement has been taken over by an industry that just seems to continue to put profits over people.
While calling out the legislation's shortcomings, business groups did praise a proposal excluding personal information on injured workers from public records. That could make it harder for lawyers to recruit clients. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.